Thanks so much, mate.
Great to see some concerts out and about after the last couple of years or so, and it'd be great to see you return to Tasmania for a big show at the Albert Hall with Launceston, followed by one at the Uni Bar in Hobart next weekend.
Yeah, we're really excited. The tour is to support our new record, Sounds in the Key of J, which is a retrospective celebration of all of Janet's songs in Spiderbait. I guess you would call it her definitive collection.
Mm-hmm.
And these shows are to celebrate that. So they're going to be unique Spiderbait shows. I guess we've never really done this sort of show before. We were really concentrating on her work. And I think they're going to be very special and actually quite emotional shows for us. So I'm really happy that we're starting off the tour in Tassie.
There's a fair bit over the years that you've been together.
Yeah, it's been wonderful. The journey has been brilliant, and I guess we've just been really lucky to have been as successful, I guess, as we have been. But also just that we have stayed such close friends, and this whole tour and this record is very much about our friendship with Janet as much as it is about her work and her songs. And we're just really proud of her, and I guess a lot of her fans feel the same way. And I think she's a little bit of a reluctant rock star, but she's really looking forward to these shows as much as we are.
Here on the Northwest Coast, very similar to where you grew up, the quiet town, the rural town there of Finley up the Riverina area.
Yeah, I mean, I know there's some towns in Tassie I've been to that really remind me of where we grew up. And it's also like I was just being asked by someone in a national newspaper, like, what was it like being that kid? And it's just like you don't know anything different. It's actually really a wonderful place to grow up if you feel supported by your community and you've got friends like anywhere else. But it certainly had a big effect on making our band what it is. There's a certain unique quality, I guess, to the way that we operate that is very much in tune with how we all grew up together, because we're all born in that same town.
Yeah.
And it's a bit of a trip for us that where we are today, considering our humble beginnings.
Yeah, and it's great to see that you've kept the same lineup. I mean, obviously you're all good school friends, and your cousin,
yes.
Damien Whitty, part of the band too, and well documented there, the work of Janet there leading the band, and you do vocals as well, apart from hitting the pigskins, the drums. It's a real team effort though, Cram, isn't it?
Well, I think you look at a lot of the greatest bands in history, and I mean, the Beatles are the greatest example, but there has to be great friendship to make great art sometimes, or at least for it to last. And for us, it's all part of the same, I guess, space. Like, we've just finished doing the Groove in the Mood tour, the national tour for that festival, and the response was just so huge for us. We couldn't believe it. And we sort of look at each other on stage and just start laughing. Like, we can't actually believe that we're still here. And it's basically the same as our first jam, you know, on the front lawn of Janet's parents' farm in front of maybe three cows and, you know, a lazy Finley sunset when we had our very first rehearsal. So not that much has changed. There's thousands of more people, I guess, at our shows, but we're still very close, and I think that's what's kept us together.
One of my favourites, Glockenpop. That's a cute song from Janet as well. And look, I love all that 70s glitter and glam, and your ode to the 70s, Shazam, still rocks to this day, Cran.
Thanks so much, mate. Yeah, I love Glockenpop as well. And I don't know, it's going to be really special doing these shows, and to start it all off in Launceston at the beautiful Albert Hall will be really lovely. So we can't wait to get the tour started.
Great that you got two shows in Tasmania. Unfortunately, not one on the northwest coast, but I remember seeing you when you were last here, going back several years ago now. You may remember performing at the old cinema there in Burnie, and that was a great show too, playing all your good classics there. So that was fantastic. So next Friday, June 3, Albert Hall, Launceston, and Saturday, June 4 at the Uni Bar in Hobart. Have you played down there?
Yeah, so that we wanted to make these shows fairly intimate, and we really like playing the Uni Bar. It's been a long time since we've played there, and I think there's actually a photo of me in the foyer, someone told me, a friend of mine. So it'll be pretty sentimental playing there again, so we can't wait.
The Sounds in the Key of J, that's the tour that you're doing at the moment. Don't forget the compilation was released in April, and supporting a great tour. And it's great to see you guys still active, yourself, Janet, and Wits for the fabulous Spiderbait. Cram, thanks very much for your time this morning on 7B Breakfast. Rock on.
Thanks, buddy. Same to you. See you later.